Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Neil Postman's Amusing Ourselves to Death, Public Discourse in the Age of Show Business, is a profound exploration of the implications of television culture on public discourse. Originally published in 1985, this work examines the shift from a typographic to a televisual culture and its effects on the way we perceive and interact with information. Postman argues that television has transformed the way information is conveyed, prioritizing entertainment over substance, which has significant repercussions for politics, education, religion, and even our thinking patterns. Anchored in a detailed historical narrative that contrasts the age of typography with the age of television, Postman's analysis offers a critical look at the media-driven dynamics of American culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the medium is the metaphor. The first chapter of Neil Postman's book introduces the concept that the medium through which information is communicated is not merely a passive conduit, but actively shapes the content and form of public discourse. Postman expands on Marshall McLuhan's idea that the medium is the message, suggesting that different mediums prioritize different types of content and thus shape our understanding in profound ways. In the shift from print-based to image-based media, television, according to Postman, reduces the seriousness of discourse because it demands entertainment, not reflection. This foundational idea sets up his argument about television's impact on culture and emphasizes the pivotal role of medium choice in shaping societal communication. Secondly, typographic America, Postman reminisces about the 18th and 19th centuries, a period he terms typographic America, where print media such as pamphlets, books, and broadsides were predominant. During this era, an individual's ability to engage in complex thought and critical analysis was highly valued, attributing to a society that was better informed and more capable of sustained attention. The linchpin of this argument lies in how such a medium promoted rational and sequential thinking, critical for fostering public debate and discourse. Postman contrasts this with the age of television, where such cognitive abilities are no longer as necessary or valued, pointing out the diminishing depth in public conversations and the shift towards quick consumption of visual and emotional rather than intellectual content. Thirdly, the peekaboo world. In this critical examination of television's format and its capacity for distraction, Postman discusses what he calls the peekaboo world, where reality is presented in fragments, with no coherent narratives or contextual frameworks. These snippets of televised content are designed to capture immediate attention but fail to allow for depth and continuity. Television news, for example, jumps from one unrelated story to another, often without offering any resolution or in-depth analysis, leading to a more superficial understanding of world events. This fragmentation contributes to a disorganized and highly superficial public discourse, hindering meaningful and sustained examination of complex issues. Fourthly, teaching as an amusing activity, Postman critiques the influence of television on education, expressing concern over its role in transforming the classroom into an entertainment venue rather than a place for serious intellectual engagement. He discusses how educational programs attempt to keep learners engaged not by challenging them intellectually, but through entertainment, dramatically changing the nature of learning and teacher-student dynamics. This shift, Postman argues, undermines the process of deep learning and critical thinking, essential tools for maintaining vibrant and healthy democratic institutions. He prompts readers to reconsider how educational content is delivered and the long-term consequences of prioritizing entertainment over educational values. Lastly, the Huxleyan warning. Drawing from Aldous Huxley's dystopian novel, Brave New World, Postman warns of a society drowning in a sea of irrelevance and passive consumption of amusing content, which does not encourage active and critical participation in public life. Unlike Orwell's fear of a totalitarian regime inflicting pain to suppress dissent, Huxley feared that citizens might give up their autonomy voluntarily to the seduction of entertainment. Postman argues that television has realized this dystopian vision by turning all subject matter into entertainment, thereby trivializing serious issues and diminishing political discourse to soundbites and spectacle, leading to an apathetic and ill-informed citizenry. In conclusion, Neil Postman's Amusing Ourselves to Death is an essential read for educators, media professionals, policymakers, and anyone concerned about the impact of media on public discourse and thought. This book offers profound insights that encourage us to scrutinize the mediums through which we consume information and the effects they have on our cognitive capacities and democratic processes. By understanding the transformations discussed by Postman, readers can become more discerning consumers of media, better equipped to navigate a landscape increasingly dominated by entertainment over substance. Ultimately, amusing ourselves to death serves as a cautionary tale on the potential societal consequences of unchecked media influence, making it incredibly relevant in today's digital age. If you would like to support Neil Postman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.